Listen, I'm just trying to do my job. All I want to do, Neville, I just want to ask you one more question, okay? One more question. Actually, it's not so much of a question. It's more of a statement.
Oh! Aries just decked the king of the cruiserweights!
Austin Aries!
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 11th. Just a couple holidays real quick. It's Johnny Appleseed Day and Worship of Tools Day. I think that might be John DeTullio they're talking about. Worship of Tools. Or it could be a, Tim the Toolman Taylor type of holiday, I believe, you know, where you have like the circle, you have the pegboard with the outlines of all the tools and you got to put them in the right place and everything. Worship those tools.
No, Chris Jericho Day.
Chris Jericho Day? Yeah.
I think, he was just a tool.
Oh, he was just a tool, according. Yes, he was. Hey, birthday today real quick. NXT trainer Robbie Brookside is 51 today. Danger Boy, Robbie Brookside.
Name,
The name strikes, do you know who he is?
The name strikes familiarity. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
He was a super indie guy for a while. He's from England. I know that.
Well, I know he was from England. Yes.
Yeah. He's one of the big trainers down at NXT. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us April 8th for UFC 210 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 8th. At Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 210, unless you're in Buffalo for it, which I think a few of us just might be. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? I'm saying that now because 1 week from today is our home opener here in Rochester. The job of being an official more up your alley, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby, and you can even skate for the men's team like I do. It's a semblance of skating for the men's team. Some people would say it's not nearly as good as you would think, but nevertheless, you learn how to become a skater. They'll teach you everything. There's so many different jobs you can do at Rock City Roller Derby. rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Welcome to the Pain Clinic today. I am the Cash Man. I'm joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
There, I had to do that. DC Dan Cole is on the texter as well as Twitter as well as... He is voted the most popular member of the Pain Clinic.
Mamma mia, it's cold outside.
It is. And of course, Danger Boy joining us here. The boy has been on the show just about as long as I have.
1 week less.
Yeah, 1 week less. Welcome to the show this week.
Good morning.
Got lots of things to talk about, but I have a friend called in and this will be something we all can discuss. But I have a friend calling in starting the show right now. It's my friend Ivan the Impaler from Buffalo. Ivan, how are you doing today, buddy?
How's life in Rochester?
It's cold. It's snowy.
Really,
it's St. Patrick's
house.
Day weekend.
Well, it's cold and snowy here, too, and I guess it's St. Patrick's Day weekend here, too. So,
do you guys have a big parade like we do?
Actually, I think it's next weekend.
Well, they're smart, then. There's a chance it might be warm, then, you know?
Yeah, but actually, we've got the NCAAs in next weekend, too, so I have no idea.
That's right, and the NCAAs are in Buffalo on Thursday and Saturday, right?
Okay. I know it's next weekend. I haven't checked beyond that.
So. I was looking at $72 a ticket. You can go in the morning and see, like, what, 8 games and then leave and then come in, you know. It's an exciting time of the year, but you were at the KeyBank Arena as well as DC Dan Cole here for WWE's return event, the live, what do they call it again, live event?
Well, live event, yeah. They don't officially like to use the word house show, or the term house show, I guess, but it was a live event, yeah. And it was at the KeyBank Center. A pretty good crowd, although for those familiar with the venue, they did not open the 300 level. They did not sell any tickets to that.
Well, that's good, actually, because I've been to a live event there where the whole thing was sold out, but they hadn't been there in like a year. So it took that kind of like a layoff. Now, the last time they were in Buffalo was, what, 3 months ago?
Right, they were brought there.
I was there, and actually I was there for that, too. And I saw you there, in fact.
I saw you there, too, ironically.
That's right, and that was 3 months ago. But Dan had some nice seats. He's taking pictures. DC Dan Cole here was up there. What did you think of the show?
It was a good show, of course. For a house show coming in, it was a bit loaded because you had Brock Lesnar making a rare appearance for a house show, and also it was Finn Balor making his return after absence with injury, and Triple H is on the show, which of course also is a rarity. So obviously they're gearing up for WrestleMania, giving ring time to people. So it was pretty good. And surprisingly, and I know DC was shocked to see this too, no title changes at all.
I was stunned.
Stunned. He was blown away. I could see it in his eyes. You know, the amazing thing is if you guys had any doubt that Seth Rollins wasn't going to make it back for WrestleMania, that show probably, you know, with Triple H getting some warm-up time. And he's going to be in Madison Square Gardens next week, too. So, but going out there and wrestling, you know, there's a reason for this. This guy's got to be ready to wrestle when WrestleMania comes, part-timer or not, you know?
Oh, it doesn't matter who it is. Yeah. Triple H is going to wrestle somebody.
He's
going to
wrestle somebody.
That's true.
Maybe he'll wrestle Shaq. No. Oh,
I don't think Shaq will be wrestling anybody. So, but it was a decent show. Brock versus Big Show, that was on right before intermission. And I actually counted, because I'm a geek about those things. It was 2 minutes and 19 seconds of ring time.
So show
pretty much dominated. I mean, he shouldn't say dominated, but show carried the action. But Brock won with an F5. I don't know about DC, but I don't recall Brock executing a German suplex during the match.
No, he did not. They teased it a couple times, but essentially the whole match was Big Show punching Brock for 2 minutes in the stomach, and then Brock hitting the F5. Paul Heyman's promo before the match was longer than the match.
That's itself. What I was going to ask. Was Paul Heyman walking down to the ring that promo longer than the last?
Absolutely.
Day? Oh man.
But that was it. No real surprises beyond that. Finn Balor got a nice reception. Of course, the faces went over in the main event. It ended up with Y2J hitting a code breaker on Kevin Owens. But everyone looked good. Well, Dana Brooke wrestled. I mean, I don't know if you call it wrestling good. I don't know.
Listen, Danger Boy, what do you call Dana Brooke?
The female gremlin?
She's a female gremlin.
If gremlins can't wrestle, then, because she was... now, here's one I'll ask you guys, because I like to keep up on the product, but I wasn't sure about this. Alicia Fox teamed with Sasha Banks last night. They beat Dana Brooks and Nia Jax. I wasn't sure Alicia was a face.
She hasn't been recently.
She hasn't. She's been aligning herself with a bad guy from the Live 205. What's his name? Noam Dar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was wrestling on the face tag team, and then it's a house show. It's its own alternate reality.
Well, she's one of those people where she's not a face, she's not a heel, she's just happy to be there.
Yes, happy to be in the ring and have a job.
Well, it was like when Nikki Bella went out with her injury or whatever. She was the biggest heel in the women's division. When she came back, she was instantly face and has been face, even though she got booed her first few matches back. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. They dictate who is who, I guess. But Sasha Banks, you know, I mean, she was on the face team because I've heard rumblings about her. Yeah.
No. Yeah, she was.
Really? I won't ask what kind of rumbling.
Well, we'll just say that maybe she'll turn to the dark side. Well,
there's still time.
Yeah.
Still got 3 weeks until Mania.
That's true. But so cool. So you felt the crowd was good. They cut the 300s off. And a friend of mine who was at the airport taking pictures with all the wrestlers coming in. Of course, you know, he's got the Big Show with him. It's like, did you talk with the Big Show? Because we kind of have a personal relationship with the Big Show, I think, you know. He likes big guys, so he was like, you know, he'd come up and talk to us and stuff. But, so it was a fun show. You're good. And then you got caught in the snowstorm, right, when you left?
Actually, no. I was home by then. It wasn't, I mean, I didn't get caught in it, but it was bitterly cold. I think it was like 14 degrees when I got home, and that wasn't the wind chill. So, yeah, I mean, we really didn't. I think with the whole weekend weather, I think you guys got it maybe a little worse than us, but which is unusual. But
well, I mean, you guys usually get more snow than us, but we had these things called wind storms that come out of nowhere and take people's power out for multiple days. So, you know, or one-third of the Rochester Gas and Electric clientele in the Monroe County area, so...
it's March in Western New York, so you know, what are we expecting? So?
True. It'll probably be 65 next weekend, right?
Hopefully so. Can't come soon enough for me.
Well, sir, thank you so much for calling and catching us up on that. Will I see you at UFC 210?
I don't know if I'm going to be there. If I'm not, I'm going to be at the garage door.
Okay, because it's like they haven't sent out press credentials yet, so it should be coming up soon, though.
I'm going to probably have to invent a newspaper to represent for myself to be there.
Well, you would tell the people what newspaper you used to write for.
Yeah, that'll get me in. Yeah. That's a guaranteed ban for life. To use the wrestling analogy, that will put me on the list, and not in a good way. So
yeah, well, he was for the Niagara Falls. What was it, Sports and Leisure?
Sports and Leisure. Well, they're on hiatus right now.
They're on hiatus. You might have seen them if you were getting Chinese food, because they tend to be in their lobbies or next to the Time Out magazines. You might find them there.
Yeah, but then, like I said, it's been about a year-long hiatus right now.
Gotcha. See, and of course, Ivan would always plug us every week, which is really, really cool, and I always appreciated that.
And we appreciate the support you've given us through your, 27 years on the air right now.
Something like that, yes. I mean, I started when I was 2. Is that believable? No, not really.
Yeah, kind of. So. But well, anyway, yeah, thanks for letting me call in, guys. DC can vouch. It was a pretty good show for Hell's Show, just mainly with the surprises there, and not surprises, but unusual appearances.
That no titles change hand. What?
That's, I know if it happens.
Okay. Thank you for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. 222-1280 Star 12 is the number if you want to call. If you went to that house, you went to that live event last night. You want to tell us what you thought about it? I know a couple other people were out posting pictures and everything, and out meeting the stars and everything, and having a good time. And I was kind of complaining a minute ago, if I had power in my house maybe the last couple of days, I might have actually gone. You know, it would have been pretty cool. But maybe you did, and you had, you know, a close encounter with a pro wrestler or something. I know that I know for a fact that my buddy who was waiting at the airport did not see, like, any of the big names. Like Brock, I'm sure they flies in privately, as well as Triple H and stuff. But he did get pictures with Roman Reigns, and I said, did you boo him? You know, and it's like, no. He's like, well, I would have if I was there.
Mamma mia.
All right. So while we go to break on that and come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. A little disappointing news with SmackDown last week. Well, maybe Danny can, like, let us in on what he's thinking with Mr. Luke Harper not even appearing or mentioned. And
Don't get me started, Cash.
I know, but also on SmackDown too. What about Mickie James? You know, going rogue. You know, some cool stuff actually is happening as we get closer to WrestleMania. They're going to make Alexa Bliss defend her title against every woman in SmackDown. Be very interesting. Maybe Carmella will win it. Who knows?
I hope not.
And after we saw that terrible match with John Cena and whatever, never mind. Let's go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Give us a call. 222-1280. Star 12 is the number. We'll be back right after this.
I'm a man that doesn't make predictions, sir. I make spoilers. And when I reveal this spoiler at WrestleMania, it goes like this, with all due respect. At the end of the match, there will be a new reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion. And his name is Brock Lesnar.
John Cena,
I said John Cena is a liar last week, and his relationship is the biggest lie of them all. I spend hour after hour, day after day with this woman because I love her. But can you say the same, John? Because when you have true love, you don't make her sign a contract to be your girlfriend.
Hey, Cougia Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capisce? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value. Steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Saturday. Championship week continues with the Ivy League semifinals. Coverage tips off at 1:15 Saturday on your home for championship week. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I don't want any BS. I want you to answer why. Why did you do? Why would a guy who I trusted for 8 months, a guy that I called my best friend, why did you betray me? Why did you do it? Why did you stab your best friend in the back, Kevin? Just answer the question. I've been at home for 3 weeks. I've been in the hospital for 3 weeks. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm betrayed. All I want to know is why would you?
You want to know why?
Yes.
You want an answer? Fine. I'll give you an answer, Chris.
This is Charles Robinson. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Little Nate's there leading us back. Remember Little Nate?
He's on the injured reserve right now.
Yeah, he got hurt during the John Cena, when John Cena won that title the 16th time. Little Nate had an ankle injury, I think.
Yeah, and he tried working through it and couldn't, had to have surgery.
Yeah, so Little Nate's our buddy. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole on the Twitter and texter. If you're shy and you don't want to give us a call, you can text us at 222-1280. We're always willing to read them if they're funny. Also, I'm joined by Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, and you. We're going to be out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door April 8th for UFC 210. That's right, DC versus Rumble 2. It starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. Get a good seat. April 8th, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 210. Lots of stuff to talk about. Before we go into a major gripe Danny may have, or maybe we all have. I do, too. I agree with him 100%. I'm going to go to Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. It's been a while.
It has been a while, dude. Now, you have power because, you know, some of us don't still.
Yeah, you still don't have power?
There's no power going to my house. Neither Danger Boy, too.
Nope.
We actually got pretty lucky. The first... down the street from us is completely destroyed, but we haven't lost power. We've pretty much been on the whole time. We've been, pretty much being a little hotel, just letting a couple people come and warm up and hang out and get some food. But we've been lucky. I'll say that. I'm definitely lucky in you. Have you found your shed yet? I saw the picture.
I had a little bit of Wizard of Oz situation in the Cashman household where I had a shed that the wind picked up. And the funny thing is it left everything sitting exactly like it was in the shed. It's just the shed and the walls and the roof were all picked up and thrown in my neighbor's yard. I found the shed. We cut it up with a sawzall. I'm going to have to buy a new shed now, I guess.
That's the fun part is, even though your shed is gone and ruined, your snowblower is in perfect position.
Yeah, it's all ready to go. That's a broken one, too. So,
speaking of broken, and this is a great segue, or I think it is.
Maybe Matt Hardy? Are we talking about the broken Hardys? No.
The non-broken Hardys.
Unbroken.
When they appeared at ROH last night, they were not the broken Hardys. They were the Hardy Boys.
Oh, really?
They were not broken, and if apparently... Revy Sky has been lighting up Twitter with rants aimed directly at Anthem and Impact. Apparently, they are suing the Hardys.
Wow. So, obviously, someone, you know, JB had something to do in the creation of Broken Matt. I know that as a fact. JB kind of he directed those segments, a lot of the from the compound and everything. If it has anything to do with it, I'm really so shocked, because I know that they beat the Bucks of Youth last weekend and won the Ring of Honor titles.
And they beat and they won last night as well. And not only that, but they super kicked the Bucks of Youth and stole the super kick titles.
Oh,
so the expedition of gold continues. But if you believe Rebby on Twitter, apparently they tried suing Senior Benjamin, and that they're going after the Hardys, and Rebby's kind of just letting it all hang out and basically saying that Matt, the Hardys paid for everything that happened on the Hardy compound. That even though TNA produced it, the Hardys paid for it. So they're just, if you get a chance to go read Rebby's Twitter rant, it's quite educational. But the other big news out of last night was Christopher Daniels finally won a world championship.
Oh.
Which was great. It was a great match. I watched it because there was nothing else to do because half the city's out of power. But the Hardys won. Christopher Daniels won. He actually pulled off the greatest, I can't remember what it's called, the most amazing moonsault. He did it 3 times on Adam Cole.
You mean that little triple jump he does where he hops up and then hops on the top rope and does the backflip?
And he did it 3 times in a row.
Yes, best moonsault ever. Yeah.
Frankie Kazarian revealed that him joining the Bullet Club was just a mole, and he actually took that helped Daniels win. It was a great match. It was okay for what it was as an event. There were a couple highlights, but it was nice to see Daniels finally win a world title, and the locker room actually came out and gave him a lot of respect. It was good, because I think it's, what, been 20, 22, 24 years he's been wrestling. He's never won a world championship at the major level.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is on pay-per-view, right, last night?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, I kind of made a prediction a couple weeks ago when it was coming down to the finals of the Decade of Excellence tournament that I figured that he was going to lose because he's been there a long time, but he also has left multiple times too. But I guess I was wrong. It's time for the angel. What does he call himself? The angel of death? No.
There's a lot of different. He's had a lot of different monikers. Right now, I think he's like the colonel or something.
Yeah, he comes out. I'm not gonna say he looks like a Nazi, but he has a little bit of that going on, you know. Or maybe like actually looks more like North Korean, you know.
Yeah, he's got the full military coat with the medals and everything else. And you know, it was good. It was a nice highlight. I'm more interested in what's going on with Impact and the Hardys, and I can't believe I'm actually following things that Impact's doing right now. But I want to see where this goes.
Do you think that they're just working everybody?
I don't.
Is there
know.
A chance?
Well, they interviewed the ROH because the ROH has been a lot in the news this week just because of that they're doing something in New York. But they said that the Hardys were in ROH for the foreseeable future. But apparently, if you follow into it, there's no bookings for them past WrestleMania. So I don't know what's going on, and it's kind of interesting to watch and see where it's going to land. You know, they
well,
could
it seems
go
obvious.
For WrestleMania, they could go back to Impact. You don't know.
It seems obvious if you know if they don't make beyond when they're supposed to meet up with the WWE.
Could be fun. I mean, it would be interesting to see them walk out on Monday Night Raw with the Super Kick titles, the ROH tag titles, the three or four other tag titles that they're currently holding, just have them all and just, you know, maybe go after the Bullet Club or go after American Alpha, who, if I am not mistaken, have completely dropped off SmackDown's radar and have not been featured in a couple weeks. So it'd be interesting to see where they would fit, or if they stay in ROH or if they go back. I don't know. I'm curious as to where it's going to go. It's exciting to not know something for once or not see something coming.
Do you think that they would fall then on the SmackDown if they no?
I mean, they'd go to Raw.
They'd go to Raw.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I think of who's in Raw right now. Right now, I mean, I'm getting the feeling that Cass and Enzo are probably going to win the titles at WrestleMania just a little bit because they're getting so much exposure right now. I mean, I would love, you know, the Broken Hardys versus those guys would be so much more of a story than the Hardy Boys, you know? But I mean, the artiste can bust out his old necklace and his T-shirt, you know, the Hardy Boy T-shirt, the old choker he used to wear. Okay,
I have to bring this up. Like you mentioned, Rebby's rant on Twitter again, showing the flaw in Twitter with your character limit. Because I don't know how many tweets it took her to get this all out, but she ends it with, "Good luck explaining to your talent that their paychecks are late," and then in parentheses again, because you're spending all of your money suing the Hardys, and then she ends it with, and F that owl.
You've seen the owl on the anthem, right? The you see the new. There's no more longer. TNA Impact is dead. It's now Impact Wrestling with the anthem owl and the logo.
No, they changed the logo again.
No, I saw this newest one has an owl in it too.
No, they took the owl out of the newest one.
They took the owl out.
Yes,
good, because it was like what?
Because why is there an owl?
Yeah, I
understand it's an anthem thing, but
who? Yeah, that's what I say. Who? No.
Who?
Yeah, that you know, I'm kind of excited to see where they're going to go. I mean, like I said before, the Hardys can make more money doing their own thing. You know, it's interesting that they came out as the Hardy Boys. Did Matt have that splotch of blonde in the front of his hair?
He still has a splotch. That's kind of hard to wash out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, his hair is still going everywhere, but it wasn't. I mean, Jeff was wearing neon green, for God's sake.
Ugh. And, I mean, part of his tattoo's green, too, the one that goes down his arm all the way up his neck and around his body and stuff. Yeah, that's, you know what, obviously, and you can see why that they were going off. If Anthem is making him not allowed to use it. Now, let me ask you a question. Did we see Brother Ray, Bubba Ray, Dudley?
I'll be honest, part of the pay-per-view, I was eating dinner and putting my kids to bed. I might have missed him. I don't think I missed him. Oh, no, he was in a match.
Yeah,
he was with the Briscoes.
Yeah, he signed. He signed with them. I know that for a fact.
He was with. He was in a six man with the Briscoes, and they actually did a really cool three man 3D.
They had he was going to be a surprise on TNA's Anthem's new Impact Wrestling's new show which with the new company started this past week, and his negotiations fell apart, so they brought in Alberto Del Rio, and then on the first show they had Alberto Del Rio take on the champion and walk off with the belt.
I don't consider that an upgrade or a suitable replacement, to be honest with you, because Alberto doesn't have the mic skill to carry what Bubba Ray could do.
Yeah, the thing is about him is he's been wrestling constantly since he left WWE, so at least he's in ring shape. He can actually wrestle a decent match, and he put on a pretty good match. I didn't see it, though, on Pop TV this week. I will catch it eventually, but, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's one or the other. I guess for the longest time, they didn't think it was going to be Alberto Del Rio, but because of certain people from different positions in the company who were friends with him kind of got the job taken. So, you know what? I'm excited for Ring of Honor. I like seeing things, spice up a little bit. I guess when Bubba Ray came out last week, he actually addressed the guy who owns the company, too, so by name. So, not a bad deal. But anything else, Scott?
My one comment this week, Raw was incredibly disappointing, and this may get me some heat, but the best part of SmackDown, yet again, was The Miz.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll give you that on The Miz. I mean, he did say some stuff that, had implications. You know, the same thing about making John Cena's girlfriend sign a contract to be with him.
Not wrong.
Yeah,
He's not wrong, but, I mean, the one thing you want from a good bad guy, you want to hate the guy, and he just gives you reason after reason after reason to hate him.
I think he's done his best work on the mics for the last. I mean, I was telling Danger Boy a couple weeks ago that I was impressed with the promo he cut up against face to face with John Cena. So I think that it's at least bringing more interest in the match now between them two. So or what's going to happen? It hasn't been announced yet, but it's going to be soon. But, I agree with you. I think Miz has been a high spot on the show for the last couple of weeks. So thank you so much for calling, Scott, man. Please don't stay away so long next time, okay?
Yeah, well, being a dad sucks sometimes. But I'll see you guys later.
Okay, take it easy. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We have Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
How we doing, guys?
We're doing good. How you doing? What'd you think of the pay-per-view last week?
To be honest with you, I did not really care about the Goldberg-Kevin Owens match because that Universal title is trash anyways. There was really no prestige to the match.
Did you think the later it was going, it was going to be another minute match, or less?
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. As we were getting to 11 o'clock and the match hadn't started yet, it's like, oh, man, we're going to break the walls down, and then boom, it's over.
Yeah, I don't know. One match I did enjoy was Neville versus Gallagher. And other than that, I was just kind of just doing stuff around the house. I didn't really enjoy it that much. But I do have a comment about The Miz and their John Cena. Honestly, I love The Miz right now. But if they can just, steer this feud away from, the total Bella's BS that it is and how fake a reality show can be, and him putting some more real life stuff like, hey, John, didn't you cheat on your girlfriend before dating Isabella or something like that?
Well, I mean, he did say that one thing where it's like, well, he did say one thing. He said, we couldn't talk about you guys being together because it was off the books for, you know, years.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Yeah, so.
And then my second thing is, did Daniel Bryan let the rabbit out of the hat by saying on Talking Smack, we'll see in about a year and a half from now what the doctors will say?
A year and a half from now, what will happen is his contract will be up with SmackDown, and he'll be a free agent, and he's going to go back to wrestling. I think without a doubt, this guy, it's killing him just doing, you know, I mean, he loves the acting part and the promo part, but he also loves the action. And he's been training too lately. So, I mean, WWE would be stupid not to let him do something. You know, maybe you could even make it like once a year type of deal or something, you know. Have him wrestle a safe match or something. Someone who, you know, a good hand who's not going to hurt him, you know. I think that he's saying when his contract's up, he's done. And he's going to go to Japan, New Japan or Ring of Honor or someplace.
Do you think that, because Impact is dead right now, do you think Impact gives them the biggest contract in history because they need a big face?
Even if they did, I don't think he would take it.
No, he's been offered contracts before for them too, and I think he's actually wrestled on some stuff for them a long time ago. He did some, you know, they have like those one night pay per views and stuff. He may have done like dark matches and stuff, but yeah, he's not going to go with somebody who may not be around. You know, I'm for who knows. Not that. I'm saying they're not going to be around, but they're nickel and diming everything because they're not they don't have the power of the WWE for contracts and ability to, you know, to insure someone, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I would, you know, man, I would, if I was them, I would throw everything at them. You know, I'd give them everything, you know. Heck, I would do that for AJ Styles too. I don't know how long AJ Styles' contract's for, but I can't imagine it's for more than 3 years. So, you know, he'd definitely be welcome back in that company.
That is correct. And one last thing before I go, my dark match for Mania, Corbin versus Ambrose, and I hope it's a no holds bars match.
I hope so too. I hope that, you know, I mean, poor Dean Ambrose has been stuck with two of the worst matches at WrestleMania the last couple of years. You know, I mean, nothing that meant anything. This could mean a lot for Baron Corbin's character. It can mean a lot for Dean. I mean, Dean Ambrose, you know, you'll listen in the sound bites I'm going to run here in a minute, where Dean Ambrose calls him a scumbag, and he goes, that's coming from me, so it must be pretty bad, you know? But it's like, yeah. I like Corbin, Ben. I like him a lot. I think he's I think he's got a lot of potential. We just don't see a lot of it because he's a big guy who does power moves. But we'll see. They're probably going to steal the show. That would be one of the matches that will do that. So thanks for calling, brother.
All right, guys, go Duke.
All right. Oh, not Duke. 222-1280 Star
Jordan's band.
Yeah, uh-oh. Yeah, don't worry. Well, it's okay. Duke's okay.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Cash is banned.
Okay, I'm poised. I don't hate everybody.
Duke,
okay.
Duke's the devil?
Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what I teased earlier about something about Luke Harper and possibly SmackDown and some thoughts on that, especially after this last week. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
But it just doesn't feel like it should. It doesn't feel right.
I've been trying to get in touch with you all weekend, and nobody wants to answer the phone. I'm trying to keep you guys from making a huge mistake.
AJ, calm down.
Calm down. No, you know what? Don't calm down, AJ, me. You know, I'm tired of this anti-AJ conspiracy. That's what this is.
AJ, that's not
my fault. No.
Gooja Goosh, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Sunday, Championship Week wraps up with the American Athletic Conference Championship Game. Coverage tips off Sunday at 3:15 on your home for Championship Week. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
The truth is, I did not stab my best friend in the back because you were never my best friend.
Barn wasn't calling you out here, dead man. He called me. So with all due respect, this is my yard now.
Hey, it's Beth Phoenix from the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Soon to be in the Hall of Fame, Beth Phoenix, joined this week also by Rick Rude,
the ravishing
Rick Rude, the only man who was ever on TV on two channels at the same time.
Yes.
Raw. Yeah, and also at ECW at the same time, too, but they weren't on.
Same week.
Yeah, same week. He was on all three shows, so. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and Double B Brian Burke. Peter Burke sitting aside, and I want to let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for UFC 210 April 8th. Check out DC Rumble 2. It'll be a great fight hosted by us. Specials, drink specials all night April 8th. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 210. Brian Burke is going to be hosting it because I'm going to be in Buffalo.
DC, what's your strategy to face Rumble?
Yeah.
Lots of ducking and rolling.
Yeah, you do what he does. Just push people up against the cage and just lean on him.
I'm going Peter Parker from Spider-Man. You know, I got to survive 3 minutes at a time or 5 minutes at a time. It's just avoid. Avoid at all costs.
Bone saws, right?
Bones, you ain't going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes.
Speaking of pro wrestling, we have a show in town tonight.
Yes, we do.
Right, we do, Brian, right?
Yeah, we got an Upstate Pro Wrestling March Meltdown today. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6 at the Eagles Club on Buffalo Road. A few matches here that are on the card. The UPW Heavyweight Championship will be up. Matic, the champion, will be facing Carter Mason. Match that I want to go see, Jason Xavier versus extremely cute Colin Delaney.
Oh, she had Colin up here to promote it. I didn't even know he was going to be wrestling in town today.
And another one of our friends of the show, Coconut Jones, will be facing Mark House. Not Haas, House.
You said it, not me.
He said it because you said it.
I know, because I'm a jerk.
Yeah, there's a few other shows, but yeah, they put on a good show. Go on, if you got a chance, go on down and check it out. Stay warm at the Eagles Club. I would also like to make an announcement. As you know, I am one of the producers of Flower City Comic Con, May 20th and 21st at the Convention Center, downtown Rochester.
Really? I didn't know that.
And on Sunday the 21st, we've already announced that Jerry Lawler will be joining us on Sunday. But we've also teamed up with Upstate Pro Wrestling, whose show is today. And we will be having a wrestling event on Sunday right at the convention. We're planning on having four different matches.
Tell me I can get in my roller skates and go into the ring and take someone on.
I don't know about being on your roller skates in the ring, but I could probably work out being in the ring there, Cash.
No.
Can we have the Cash Man versus OG?
Yeah. OG, if he could hear me out there. I know he's out there listening someplace, OG. Would you take me on in roller skates? No.
I don't think OG can roller skate. I think he might have
That's where I have my advantage. That's the genius here.
He'll take you on in a dance-off, though.
Oh, I'd love to do a dance-off against OG.
I do know one of the matches we have planned is Leva Bates, who was in NXT for a while as Blue Pants, is going to come in, and we're going to have a cosplay match with a girl named Brittany Blake, who's based out of New Jersey, is going to be coming.
Remember Leva Bates? Blue Pants.
Blue Pants.
Yeah. She was putting everybody over. I mean, she's the one who made Bailey, didn't she? Because she was the one who, I mean, when Bailey first started there, she was like one who would, you know, take her on all the time. Interesting. Interesting. Blue Pants is coming good. So not only you got Jerry Lawler there, we got Blue Pants too.
Yep.
No, it's not a package deal. It's like they're not like husband and wife or anything, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. So, you know, cause he used
how old is she?
Yeah, I don't.
I think she's a little too old.
He used to bring the cat with him everywhere. I remember one time we were interviewing him on this show and the cat was sitting next to him in the front seat and we said, hey, can you hand the phone over to her for a while? And he did. And so we talked to her for a while.
And then she handed the phone to her boyfriend that she left with.
The one that was in the back seat. Yeah. No. But not her husband. No, we're just kidding.
So we'll have Jerry involved somehow. I haven't spoken to him yet as to exactly what he wants to do for that, but he'll be involved.
Man, you tell him, get out here a day early and come on this show. Okay, but we'll have him on sometime before it, I'm sure.
We'll work something out.
Yes, the King. The King is awesome, too. He'd probably bring his books to sell, too. He's got the autobiography he wrote.
It's actually pretty good, too.
It is, yeah. So
I'm hoping he'll draw something for me because he's quite an artist, too.
Superman. He got a whole room dedicated to Superman in his mansion, I'm sorry, in where he lives, so in Memphis. So, yeah, definitely. Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, so for all the wrestling fans, we're going to make a whole day of wrestling fandom at the convention, so come on down on the 21st. Come on down on the 20th as well.
I'm going both days because I'm going to see the Red Ranger.
That's right. Red Ranger was announced.
Austin St. John to go in the ring.
Hey, you know what?
His moves,
I don't know if you know this or not, but the girl, the one who played the Pink Ranger, lives in Toronto. Okay?
I know it.
And she fits into her costume still.
And she does because we saw her because the movie's coming
Amy
out.
Jo.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Yes. Amy Jo, if you're listening, you're welcome to come down to Rochester. I mean, Double B will put you up in a hotel room someplace, right? Yeah, hopefully there's heat by then.
It'll be warm by then.
Oh, there'll be heat. Don't worry, brother.
Yes, I'll find a hotel room.
There'll be some heat. No. Very cool. So before we got the lines loaded, before we go to them, why don't we talk a little bit about our disappointment with SmackDown and Luke Harper this past week. Luke Harper in the main, not in the main event, but pretty much it should have been the main event of last week to determine who was going to be the number one contender at WrestleMania, which changed at the end of the show when Randy Orton decided to become a pyromaniac. And then, boom, he's not even mentioned on this week's show. Danny, what do you think about that?
I mean, talk about just dumping a bucket of ice water on somebody. Like, here's a guy, gets over in the Battle Royal number one contender match. Gets over with his match against Randy Orton at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Gets over in his match with AJ. So now you've seen in three consecutive weeks this guy who, if you don't shackle him with a tag team partner, no offense to any Eric Rowan who might potentially be making a return.
Sure.
But here's a guy that can go for you. Like a legit big guy who can actually wrestle.
He's 6'8", or whatever, 6'7", 6'8", dives over the ropes into people. You know, I mean, something that only, you know, only the cruiserweights do.
No, it was just really disappointing from everything we've seen for the past 3 weeks, and then no sight or sound whatsoever, even addressing Luke Harper. Which, not to be a negative Nancy, but certainly doesn't give me hopes for WrestleMania. Other than maybe potentially an Andre Battle Royal appearance.
Yeah, but that doesn't really excite me.
No.
I was also surprised. You got only a few more weeks now to build up everything, right? And they burned down the compound last week. Unless I missed it, Wyatt wasn't even on either. I mean, what are they doing? How are they building a storyline without having either or both of those guys on? Because I know Harper broke away from Wyatt per the storyline, but there's still that old relationship there. What would his reaction be?
And that's the only thing I can think is that's what they might be doing, where Wyatt brings back together the original family.
As long as they don't make them wrestle as a tag team again, because that, like you said.
But I mean, at this point, how many times have they broken up and gotten back together?
Whether it be injury or whatever else, yeah.
I mean, so many different combinations and variations of the Wyatt family breaking up, getting back together, different members joining, different people getting injured. I think it's time to let Bray do his thing. Let Luke do his thing.
You know, the amazing thing is when Randy Orton was burning that place down, he was like crying in the ring and people were cheering on Orton. I mean, that was, if anything, that was a huge heel move by Orton. You know, I mean, taking advantage of someone's weakness, that's a heel move if I've ever seen it.
I will give them credit for one thing on SmackDown this week. The spot where AJ went to go for the forearm and Randy went to go do the RKO.
Which you expected as soon as you knew they were wrestling. Yeah. That had to happen sometime during the match.
And he faked the jump. He jumped back down and they completely.
Yes.
So he didn't catch him out of nowhere until 2 seconds later when he caught him out
when he
of nowhere.
Tried to do it again. Yes. I thought that was great though. You know what? He did. He psyched him out for a second. And I don't know if he slept and he just went back down. I thought it was great. You know, but it's almost like a no-no, you know, if you're wrestling Randy Orton and he's waiting to do this. And that's kind of what he was doing there in the middle of the ring. You see the way he was positioned, you know. But, you know, it just kind of hurts that they didn't even mention Luke Harper. I mean, not by name. And it's like, I mean, even if he couldn't be there for a reason that didn't allow him to come out to the show this past week, no even flashbacks, you know. I mean, it was, I don't know. I was just kind of disappointed. And I think that, hopefully – still, they'll make good this week with what's going on. Because he's, you know, I don't want, that's why I was scared. Was like, we have a big announcement for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It's like, oh, is it going to be him? And it's like, no, it's Mojo Rawley.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, it's,
get everybody excited for that one.
Yeah. 222-1280, Star 28.
I'm staying hype.
We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guy.
God, I look too off. Say good morning to all my Rock City sweat hogs out there.
All right, sweat hogs. That's kind of weird.
Please don't take off your robe.
Are you guys doing this in like a sauna or something? No, go ahead. What's up?
No, okay. I was just giving props to my boy, Rick Rude, about time he got in the Hall of Fame.
I know. That's why we were saying the thing about the robe, okay? But
there'd be no Val Venus without the Ravishing One.
Ravishing Rick Rude, it's a shame he passed away so early because he was still in wrestling shape when
he was
died.
Actually training to come back. He finally got past. So he had a Lords of London insurance claim when he hurt his back, and that the expiration on when he couldn't wrestle was just about to come up, and he was training to come back.
Yeah, he actually died training, yes. So he had a heart, massive heart attack. So, but I mean, he was, you know what, and he's a guy that, you know, I mean, he put Jake Roberts' wife on his groin, and he would gyrate it. He would, I mean, there's no bigger taunt you can do in this world than that. And he was doing it every week, so he did make his mark. So that's cool. What else is going on, Rick?
Yeah. Wow. They pitted my girl. So it's Alexa versus the world now in Mania.
Yeah.
You know how that's going to play out, right?
Well, I hope it's not Mickie James getting the title, but it's
Alexa being a face.
Yes, Alexa. I love Alexa as a face. I think she, you know.
I love Alexa, period.
Yeah, I know. I don't care what she is. Just put her on my TV and hit the mute. No. I'm kidding.
Where's Kane been?
Where, Jerry Lawler?
Kane.
Oh, Kane. I don't know. Kane, I think he got hurt last time he wrestled, and he's kind of rehabbing, but they also kept him off TV. I mean, he didn't even do the Royal Rumble.
He's selling insurance.
I know that.
Well, I checked his website 6 months ago. His insurance company in Tennessee and didn't say the website wasn't valid anymore. So maybe he doesn't have the company anymore.
I don't know.
Well, he's still running for office, too, I believe, so. You know, I'm not a stalker, but I'm guessing that may be it. So, who knows?
Okay, and last thing, obviously I'm a big ROH fan. They got a stable of great young talent with Leo Rush and Jay White and some other guys. What do you think of the young talent they got coming up on the rise?
They are always, they have that tournament every year, bringing in the 10 young guys into the company, and one of them is going to get a job, but most of them end up getting a job. It's how Dalton Castle started with them. They're always looking for new talent there, you know, and the best thing is they get the new talent and then someone else steals them after a couple of years, but they definitely know how to nurture them. So
who did you say started that with?
Dalton Castle was in that young, was it, what they call it?
Yeah, the Prospects Tournament.
Yeah, the Prospects Tournament. That's where he started.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow, that's just definitely the company's got a great future, and hopefully they got a great working relationship with the WWE, like you said.
Hey, how was the hockey game last night?
Yeah, not good.
But did you have your green beer?
No, they didn't have any.
Oh, no. They had beer, no. I bought.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Colt 45 doesn't come in green.
Colt 45 doesn't come in green?
Colt 45 and Crazy Horse do not come in green, much to my dismay.
Okay.
but I am going to down to the Red. I've been with my sister and my buddy since my wife's going to stay home. Listen to some music down there. So
cool, man.
Cold to be outside.
Yeah, it's good. Definitely cold, man. Well, take it easy, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, real quick, I got a casualty to tell you.
A casualty?
Yeah, casualty of war. I'm my dearly beloved Mets flag came down in my Mets flagpole with the windstorm. So flagpole, rest in peace, but the Mets will be back.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good day, man. I appreciate it.
You too. And, you know, you never know that, but Rick is actually Mr. Met. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We have Brian from
hugged Rick.
Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Rick, you mentioned about your roller skating. Are you really good on roller skates? I'm kidding.
I can skate. Don't doubt the man. Okay, go ahead.
I'm decent, Richie. I'm really good at Richie. When is Raw going to ever not keep giving some title shots? Because I think that ever since she lost that Fastlane, she should have been back in the line. But now she's in that match at WrestleMania. When are they ever going to give someone else a title shot for the women's title?
Well, who else is out there besides Sasha, you know? I mean, you know.
Natalya, Nia Jax.
Okay, Nia Jax. Yeah, and what's her face? Not Alexa Bliss. What's her name? Who's the other girl? The giant gremlin.
Dana Brooke,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, gremlin. That's her name for Dana Brooke. She looks like a gremlin. But that's what I was talking about. When are they going to stop giving the show many total chances?
I think we need some more women in that division then. You know, maybe call up some more. You're going to see, like, Ember Moon come up soon, I'm guessing, the way that she's getting fast-tracked.
Get Asuka up there.
Asuka, yeah. There's a lot of good wrestlers in the women's division. And what happened the day after WrestleMania, we got to go to break. Got one more segment if you want to get a call in, 222-1280, star 1280. Did we really even talk about any news that happened this week? Bill Goldberg beat Kevin Owens. Charlotte's pay-per-view streak ended last week. Sorry, Danny. Jack Swagger quit. Did we talk about that last week? No, we didn't really talk about that.
We talked about it, but he wasn't released.
He still hasn't been released yet.
He was supposed to be on a show this weekend or next weekend.
Uh-oh. You're listening to Pinkley. We'll be back right after these messages on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Cougar Cougs, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Saturday night. Championship Week continues with the Big Sky Championship game. Coverage tips off at 8:15 Saturday night on your home for Championship Week, Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I was going to come out here and call out Baron Corbin. But let's face it, we all know he ain't going to come out here. He's back there doing his lone wolf thing. I wonder if it ever occurred to Corbin that he's the lone wolf. Not because he's too cool for everybody, but just because everybody on planet Earth thinks he's a scumbag. And that's coming from me.
What started last night at Fastlane is the beginning of a long and winding road that twists and turns and goes left and goes right and leads to Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho at WrestleMania!
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and that's all I got to say about that.
Welcome back to the Pingling. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, Peter Burke, too, and you. And thank you so much. And, man, we only have like 30 seconds left. I don't even think there's any other news I missed. But I want to thank you guys.
Ron Bass died.
Oh, yeah. Outlaw Ron Bass passed away. He was a jobber to the stars a lot of times. But He was a pretty big guy, big tough guy, big cowboy. So we'll miss him. He'll be missed. We got to get out of here. Check out the parade if you're out. It's cold, I know. Say hi to my Rock City Roller Derby brethren down there. They're going to be skating.